And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Barbara Fushi. I had the pleasure of attending the class reunion for the OCTS Lincoln Northside Alumni Association during the Labor Day holiday weekend. I was amazed at how close the classmates are and how they have sustained this alumni association by having monthly meetings and paying dues, along with all of the other wonderful things that they do to stay visible in a community that seems to want them to be invisible. An editorial in the Daily Tar Heel entitled Integrating History suggests that the town of Chapel Hill should publicly acknowledge and remember Lincoln High School. Lincoln High School, the only high school for blacks during segregation, deserves a real place in history. Historic Lincoln High School was the 1961 AA football champions, but the denial of their history in Chapel Hill goes way beyond football. Lincoln High School produced some of the best and the brightest. Many of the alumni went on to be star athletes, politicians, educators, and medical professionals. I like the Daily Tar Heel's suggestion of including Lincoln High School and other black institutions of the segregated South by creating a public exhibit where students and the community can learn more about the triumphs of these schools during a dark and disgraceful time in Chapel Hill. Lastly, the town of Chapel Hill's history will not be complete until Lincoln High School and the other black institutions of higher learning during the segregated South are recognized and remembered in a more proper manner. So the question remains, when will Lincoln High School, home of the Mighty Tigers, get their rightful place in history? This is Barbara Fushi.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.